പാഠോപ സെഷൻ ഇറ്റ് ഈസ് ശ്രീ ചൈതന്യ ഭാഗവത് ക്ലാസ്. മേ ഐ നോ ഹു ഓൾ ഹാവ് ജോയിൻഡ് ദിസ് കോൾ ദിസ് മോർണിംഗ്? ഹരേ കൃഷ്ണ.
हरे कृष्ण माता जी, दंडवत प्रणाम, शिल प्रभुपा की जय. गुरु महाराज की जय. दिस इज श्यामा गौरी देवीदासी फ्रॉम चार्लेट.
Hare Krishna, Shyama Gauri Mataji. Please accept my humble obeisances. All goes to Srila Prabhupada, all goes to Guru Maharaj. Yeah, thank you, Mataji. Thank you very much for joining, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Dandavat Pranam. So glories to Srila Prabhupada, Guru Maharaj.
Dandavat Pranam to you and all Vaishnavas. Srila Prabhupada, celebrate Kuchay Vrinda.
Hare Krishna, Vrinda Mataji. Please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, all glories to Guru Maharaj. Thank you, Mataji, for joining. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Dandavat Pranam. So glories to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharajas and all the assembled Vaishnavas. This is Kirti Dasundari Dasi.
Hare Krishna, Kirti Dasundari Mataji. Please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, all glories to Guru Maharaj. Thank you very much for joining and giving your association, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Krishna Kamadiki Mataji, please accept my humble obeisances. Jai Srila Prabhupada. Thank you so much, Mataji. Hare Krishna. This is Preeti Vilasini Devadasi.
Hare Krishna, Preeti Vilasini Mataji. Please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, all glories to Guru Maharaj. Thank you very much for joining, Mataji. And giving us association.
Hare Krishna, Mataji, Dandavat Pranam. Please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada and Shri Guru and Gauranga. All glories to assembled devotees. Yashamati from Chicago.
Hare Krishna, Yashamati Mataji. Thank you, Mataji, for joining. Please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. All glories to Guru Maharaj. And all glories, Hare Krishna. Thank you, Mataji, for joining. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Komadiki Mataji, Dandavat Pranam. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. This is Vinita Gandharvika Devidasi from Texas. Nice to see you, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Vinita Gandharvika Mataji, as usual. Thank you very much for joining. Please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, all glories to Guru Maharaj. And welcome, Mataji. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Is there anyone else who would like to join? I may announce your name.
Prabhu, did not yet join, Mataji. Let me text Prabhu. In the meantime, we can chant. I've already taken.
Yeah.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare H మరి రాముని నామం కృష్ణ 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 విష్ణు రాముని నామం కృష్ణ కృష్ణ మరి రాముడి రాధాన్ని కృష్ణ 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 రాముడి ఆనందండి కృష్ణ కృష్ణ హరే రాముడి నందండి కృష్ణ 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 రాముడి కృష్ణ కృష్ణ రాముడి కృష్ణ కృష్ణ హరే రాముడి నందండి కృష్ణ 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 రాముడి కృష్ణ కృష్ణ కృష్ణ
మాతాజీ ప్రభుజీ హస్ జాయిన్డ్
హరే కృష్ణ ఐ యామ్ వెరీ సారీ I was a little late by a few minutes. Please forgive me. We'll get started. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamhayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha శ్రీరూపం సాగ్రజాతాం సహగణ రఘునాథాన్వితం తం సజీవం సాద్వైతం సావదూతం పరిజనా సహితం కృష్ణ చైతన్య దేవం శ్రీరాధా కృష్ణ పదాన్ సహగణ లలిత శ్రీ విశాఖాన్వితాంశ్చ నమాం విష్ణు పాదాయ కృష్ణ ప్రేష్ఠాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామిన్ ఇతి నామినే నమస్తే సారస్వతే దేవే గౌరవాణీ ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్య దేశ తారిణే నమ ఓం విష్ణు పాదాయ కృష్ణ ప్రేష్ఠాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తి సిద్ధాంత సరస్వతీ ఇతి నామినే శ్రీవార్షభానవి దేవీ దయితాయ కృపాబ్ధయే కృష్ణ సంబంధ విజ్ఞాన దాయినే ప్రభవే నమః మాధుర్యోజ్వల ప్రేమాధ్య శ్రీ రూపానుగ భక్తిద శ్రీ గౌర కరుణా శక్తి విగ్రహాయ నమోస్తుతే నమస్తే గౌరవాణి శ్రీమూర్తయే దీనతారిణే రూపానుగ విరుద్ధాప సిద్ధాంత ధ్వాంతహారిణే నమో గౌరకిశోరాయ సాక్షాద్ వైరాగ్యమూర్తయే విప్రలంభ రసాంబోధే పాదాంబుజాయ తే నమః నమో భక్తి వినోదాయ సచ్చిదానందనామినే గౌరశక్తి స్వరూపాయ రూపానుగ వరాయ తే గౌరవిర్భావ భూమే స్వం నిర్దేశ్త సజ్జన ప్రియ వైష్ణవ సార్వభౌమ శ్రీ जगन्नाथाय ते नमः वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमो महावदान्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरात्विसे नमः पंचतत्वात्मकं कृष्णं भक्तरूपस्वरूपकं भक्तावतारं भक्ताख्यं नमामि भक्तशक्तिकं हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकांत राधाकांत नमोस्तुते जयतां सुरतौ पंगोर्मम मंदमतेर्गति मत्सर्वस्व पदाम्बोजौ राधा मदन मोहनौ दिव्यद्वृंदारण्यकल्पद्रुमाद श्रीमद्रत्नागर सिंहासनस्थौ श्रीमद्राधा श्रीलगोविंद देवौ प्रेष्ठालिभि सेव्यमानौ स्मरामि श्रीमान रास रसारंभि वंशीवट तटस्थित कर्षण वेणु स्वनैर गोपीर गोपीनाथाय श्रीयेस्तु नः तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये नीलांबर धरा राधा पीतांबर धरो हरि जीवने निधने नित्यं राधा कृष्ण गतिर्मम वृंदावनेश्वरी राधा कृष्णो वृंदावनेश्वर जीवने निधने नित्यं राधा कृष्ण गतिर्मम जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण Dear devotees, on behalf of Bhakti Sangha Japa Group, we welcome all of you for our study of Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat. And today we are going to read from the Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat Adi Khanda, Chapter 1. We will be discussing verses 7 and 8 today. So I hope all of you have Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat. We'll read verse number 7. So Chaitanya Bhagavat, this is the first chapter. Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur, he has offered obeisances to the confidential devotees of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And after that, he... Kirtida Sundari Mataji, do I need to share the screen?
If you feel like, Prabhu. Or otherwise, everybody has a PDF and somebody has their hard copies.
Okay. Because I don't have the soft copy on the computer. I'll have to get it.
No worries, Prabhu. You can continue. Okay. Everybody has soft copies.
Okay. So verse number 7. Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur, after offering obeisances to all the confidential devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, let's see what he says. So let's chant the pranam mantra. Ajanulambita bhujau kanakavadhatau sankirtanai kapitarau kamalayataakshau vishwambharau dvijavarau yugadharmapalau vande jagat priyakarau karunavatarau jaya jaya shri chaitanya jaya nityananda jaya advaita chandra jaya gaurabhakta vrinda. Verse number 7. तबे वंदो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य महेश्वर नवद्वीपे अवतार नाम विश्वंभर. तबे वंदो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य महेश्वर, आफ्टर ऑफरिंग माय ओबेसेंसेस टू द कॉन्फिडेंशियल डिवोटीज ऑफ श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु, आवर ऑथर श्री वृंदावन दास ठाकुर, ही इज ऑफरिंग ओबेसेंसेस टू हू? टू श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु हिमसेल्फ. फर्स्ट टू द डिवोटीज ऑफ श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु, देन टू श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु. And what is he saying? Tabe vando Shri Krishna Chaitanya Maheshwara Navadvipe Avatara Nama Vishwambhara. I then offer my obeisances to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Maheshwar, Shri Krishna Chaitanya. Navadvipe Avatar. He incarnated in Shri Navadvip Dham and Nama Vishwambhara. And his name Shri Vishwambhara. His name is Lord Vishwambhara. Now there is a very beautiful purport to both these verses by Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada, the beloved, revered spiritual master of our founder Acharya, our most beloved founder Acharya, Om Vishnupad Paramhamsa Parivrajaka Acharya Ashtottar Shata Shri Srimad Abhay Charana Arvinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada. So let us read very respectfully the purport of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada. Purport. After first offering obeisances unto his spiritual master, Sri Nityananda Prabhu, the author then offers his obeisances unto Sri Chaitanya Dev. This is the proper etiquette. That is why the word tabe or then is used in this verse. Tabe vando Sri Krishna Chaitanya Maheshwar. Does anyone know? Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sar Thakur Prabhupada ji is saying that first we should offer obeisances to Lord Nityananda Prabhu and then to Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Does anyone know the reference to this? There is a story that will come in Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat later on. Does anyone want to?
Can I say?
Yes, Kamadhi Madhari, please.
It's Murari Gupta, I think.
Yes.
Obeisances to Lord Chaitanya, then Lord Nityananda.
Yes, correct. So,
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu corrects him. Saying,
yes. Thank you, Komadaki Mataji. So there is a pastime in Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat where one day in the house of Srivas Thakur, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sri Nityananda Prabhu were sitting and our Murari Gupta comes. He was a classmate of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the school of Sri Gangadas Pandit. He was elder in age to Mahaprabhu, but they were colleagues. They were fellow students. So Murari Gupta comes and by now he knows that Brajendra Nandana Jai Shachi Suta Hoilo Sei and Balaram Hoilo Nitai. So he knows that. So Murari Gupta comes and he offers obeisances to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and then he offers obeisances to Lord Nityananda Prabhu. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is not very pleased with this. And that night in Murari Gupta's dream, he sees Nityananda Prabhu as Balram, the elder brother of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is keeping him on his right side, which is a sign of respect. Therefore, when we see Panchatattva on Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's right side are his elders, his superiors, Sri Nityananda Prabhu and Sri Advaita Prabhu. Nityananda Prabhu was 12 years elder to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Advaita Acharya, 52 years elder. So he keeps them respectfully to his right. Whereas Gadadhar Pandit and Srivas Thakur are to his left because they are Bhakta Shakti and Bhakta. But Nityananda Prabhu is Dauji. And Advaita Acharya is Mahavishnu. And even in Krishna Leela, when Krishna and Arjun meet Mahavishnu, Lord Krishna bows down. He offers obeisances because he's performing Naravat Leela. So therefore, Nityananda Prabhu was on the right side of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So in the dream, Murari Gupta understood that Nityananda Prabhu is the elder brother of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is Balram and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna. And therefore, next day when he came, he first offered his obeisances to Sri Nityananda Prabhu. And then Murari Gupta offered his obeisances to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very pleased. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took his own tambul, the pan that he had chewed, and he gave it to Murari Gupta as a gift. So therefore, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sar Thakur is saying, first offering obeisances unto his spiritual master, Sri Nityananda Prabhu, the author then offers his obeisances unto Sri Chaitanya Dev. This is proper etiquette, Srila Saraswati Thakur is writing. So this is proper etiquette in regards to Nityananda Prabhu being the elder brother, Balram, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu being the younger brother, Kanha, Krishna. That is one Siddhanta. Another Siddhanta is, before offering obeisances to Krishna, one must offer obeisances to one's spiritual master. Because Srila Saraswati Thakur here is writing, after first offering obeisances unto his spiritual master, Sri Nityananda Prabhu. Because Sri Nityananda Prabhu is the guru of Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur. Therefore, Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur is offering his obeisances first to Sri Nityananda Prabhu, his Gurudev. Guru and then Krishna. First we offer respects to Guru And therefore, Srila Prabhupada taught us, first thing when we wake up in the morning, we begin our day with Vande Guru Shri Charanaravindam, with Guru Ashtakam, Mangalarti. First prayer that we say in the morning is a prayer to Shri Guru. Next paragraph. Long before the advent of Sripad Shankaracharya, the Tridandi Sannyas order existed in the Vaishnava line of Shri Vishnu Swami. Shri Vishnu Swami, one of the four Vaishnava Acharyas, he was a predecessor of Sripad Shankaracharya. In the Vishnu Swami Vaishnava Sampradaya, there are 10 different kinds of sannyas names and 108 different names for sannyasis who accept the Tridanda, the triple staff of sannyas. So the sannyas danda in our ISKCON, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, and in our Vaishnava Sampradaya, actually all Vaishnava Sampradayas, they have got three wooden sticks wrapped around saffron cloth. And these three represent body, mind, and words engaged in the service of Krishna. And then there is another small fourth stick also, which represents the jiva. Like that. It is also said that these three sticks represent the three internal potencies of Krishna. Sandhini, Samavit, and Ladini Shakti. Like that. So, in the Tridandi Sannyas line, there are 108 sannyas names. Therefore, we say Om Vishnupad Paramhamsa Parivrajakacharya Ashtottarashata. 108. 108 means a Tridandi Bhikshuk Sannyasi belonging to those 108 lines. 108 different sannyas names are there. Swami is one of them. And in our line, Srila Prabhupada, our founder Acharya, His Divine Grace, Abhay Charan Aravinda, Bhakti Vedanta, Swami, Srila Prabhupada. So Prabhupada has the sannyas name Swami. Srila Prabhupada's birth name is Abhay Charan. Srila Prabhupada got first and second initiation from Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. His name became Abhay Charanaravinda Das. Years later, when Srila Prabhupada was a Vanaprastha, was in Vanaprastha Ashram, seeing his phenomenal knowledge, Srila Prabhupada's godbrothers, they awarded him the title Bhakti Vedanta. Bhakti Vedanta, which was very rare. That title is actually given to sannyasis. Srila Prabhupada's sannyas Guru Maharaj and godbrother, Srila Bhakti Pragyan Kesha Maharaj. In his ashram, everybody gets the title Bhakti Vedanta. Bhakti Shri Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj. Shri Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Trivikram Swami Maharaj. Shri Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Vamana Maharaj. So this Bhakti Vedanta title is given in the line of Srila Bhakti Pragyan Kesha Maharaj. But it is given to sannyasis. From Srila Prabhupada's godbrothers, like Srila Bhakti Raksha Sridhar Maharaj and others, Srila Prabhupada was awarded this title practically as a grahastha, even before he took to Vanaprastha. Bhakti Vedanta title was given to Srila Prabhupada as a grahastha to acknowledge his vast devotion and learning. Bhakti Vedanta, devotion and knowledge. So he became Bhakti, he got the title Bhakti Vedanta, Abhay Charan Aravinda Das. When Srila Prabhupada got sannyas, he got the name Swami. So Srila Prabhupada became Abhay Charan Aravinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami. AC Bhakti Vedanta Swami. Srila Prabhupada would sign his letters AC, your ever well wisher, AC Bhakti Vedanta Swami. So Srila Prabhupada's name is Abhay Charan Aravinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami. That is Srila Prabhupada's name. But we never take the name of Shri Guru or any respectable personality directly. We have to add a prefix, a honorific, to honor the superior Vaishnava, to honor Shri Guru. So therefore, we should always say Shri Srimad Abhay Charanaravinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami. Or His Divine Grace Abhay Charanaravinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami. This is a must, my dear friends. We should never say A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Never. It is very disrespectful. We should never say the name of our Guru Maharaj directly. We should say Shri Srimad or Srila or Om Vishnupad Shri, like that, and then the name. So we should say Shrila Abhay Charana Arvinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami. And we should not end the name without a suffix. We should add a honorific suffix also. So prefix and suffix, both. That is a sign of love and respect. So we add Prabhupada to Swami, or we add Maharaj. So Om Vishnupad is an address. Om is an address, and Vishnupad means a very great Vaishnava who has taken complete shelter at the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu, Lord Krishna. So Om Vishnupad, even in the Pranam Mantra, Namaha Om Vishnupadaya. That Om Vishnupad is an address to Srila Prabhupada. Namaha Om Vishnupadaya. And then Krishna Preshthaya is another adjective. Krishna Preshthaya. One who is very dear to Lord Krishna. Bhutale, on this earth, on this planet, very dear to Lord Krishna. And Om Vishnupad is an address that he has taken shelter at the lotus feet of Lord Krishna, Vishnupad. Om Vishnu, Namaha Om Vishnupadaya, Krishna Preshthaya, Bhutale, who, not Bhaktivedanta Swami, Shri Srimad Bhaktivedanta, or Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami, iti namine. This is the name. The person, the great personality, who is very dear to Lord Krishna on this earth, and he has taken complete shelter of the lotus feet of Lord Krishna, his name is Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami. Or Shri Srimad Bhaktivedanta Swami, like that. So Om Vishnupad, Paramhamsa, there are four stages of sannyas. And the highest fourth stage is Paramhamsa. So Om Vishnupad, Paramhams, Parivrajakacharya, because he's a traveling preacher. Vraja means to go around. Parivrajakacharya, he goes all over the world preaching. Parivrajakacharya, Ashtottarashata, he's belonging to one of those 108 sannyas lines. And this particular line is Swami. Ashtottar Shata, Shri Srimad, Abhay Charana Arvinda, Bhakti Vedanta Swami, Maharaj, that is the suffix, Maharaj, Prabhupada. So Om Vishnupada, Paramhamsa, Parivrajakacharya, Ashtottar Shata, Shri Srimad, Abhay Charana Arvinda, Bhakti Vedanta Swami, Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada Ji Ki Jai. Like that. Similarly, Om Vishnupada, Paramhamsa, Parivrajakacharya, Ashtottar Shata, Shri Srimad, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada Ji Ki Jai. So for Prabhupada, it is not Goswami. For Prabhupada, it is Swami, because Swami is Prabhupada's sannyas name. And therefore, in ISKCON, all our Guru Varga, most of them, they are called Swami. His Holiness, Bhakti Charu, Swami Maharaj. His Holiness, Jayapataka, Swami Maharaj. So generally, dear devotees, please pay attention. We should not say His Holiness Bhakti Charu Maharaj. Generally, this is from my heart. It is not the Shastra, but from my heart. We should not. Because Srila Prabhupada got only one name during sannyas. Srila Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Maharaj gave one name to Srila Prabhupada during sannyas, Swami. Swami. So Swami is Srila Prabhupada's sannyas name. And all our Guru Varga are in line, coming in line of Srila Prabhupada. So to please them, we must show that connection to His Divine Grace, Abhay Charana Arvinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada, by calling them Swami. So Maharaj, they are Maharaj because they are sannyasis and they are great devotees. So we must say Swami. Srila Bhakti Charu, Swami Maharaj. Srila Jayapataka, Swami Maharaj. Srila Bhakti Tirtha, Swami Maharaj. That Swami we should add, because that is the connection to Srila Prabhupada. Because Srila Prabhupada's sannyas name is Swami, and all our Guru Varga in ISKCON are coming in line of Srila Prabhupada. Sometimes you say Goswami, and that is non-different. Srila Gopal Krishna Goswami. Goswami and Swami, non-different. Same word. Srila Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj. No problem. So Swami or Goswami we should add. We should not say Srila Tamal Krishna Maharaj. No, let's keep that Swami, because that is our line. That is the sannyas title of Srila Prabhupada. And all the acharyas in ISKCON should have that. So Swami, we must, Swami, and then we should not end at Swami. We should not say Srila Radhanath Swami. No, Srila Radhanath Swami Maharaj, like that. So this is important. It's a detail, but love lies in the details, my dear friends. So we should pay attention to these details. And we should never be use shortcuts when it comes to our Guru Varga. We should not use shortcuts. We should take great joy and pride in speaking their whole name properly. Shri Srimad Gaur Govinda Swami Maharaj. Nicely. Instead of saying Gaur Govinda Maharaj, it is so disrespectful. Sorry, in my heart. But Shri Srimad Gaur Govinda Swami Maharaj. Shri Srimad, prefix. Gaur Govinda Swami, sannyas name. And Maharaj. He is ruling over my heart. He is ruling over the hearts of all the devotees. Maharaj. Shri Srimad Bhakti Charu Swami Maharaj. Shri Srimad Gaur Govinda Swami Maharaj. Let us take pride, my dear friends. Let us take the name properly of our Guru Varga. Not lightly. That's why Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur Maharaj Prabhupada is going through so much details to teach us this principle. 108 different names of sannyasis who accept Tridanda. This Tridanda, can anyone unmute and guess where Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj got this encouragement and this inspiration to take Tridanda Sannyas? Which sampradaya? Which of the four sampradayas? Where did Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur travel just before taking sannyas? Because his Guru Maharaj, both his Guru Maharajas had left. Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur Mahashaya had left, and Srila Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj also had left this world. And now there was a need for Srila Varshabhanavi Daita Das Brahmachari to take the next step of taking sannyas. So what did Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur do? Where did he go? Yes, Priti Vilasini Mataji?
Sri Vaishnava.
Yes, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada, he went to South India and he met at Sri Rangam the Tridandi Bhikshuk Sri Vaishnav Sannyasis and discussed with them the validity, whether he could take Tridandi Sannyas in our line. And after getting their approval, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur Maharaj came back to his headquarters in Sridham Navadvip, placed a photograph of Srila Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj and took the Tridanda Sannyas. My dear friends, those of you who are second initiated will know, we chant seven mantras. There is the Brahma Gayatri mantra, that is Gayatri, Brahma Gayatri mantra. Then we chant the Guru Bij mantra. Then we chant the Guru Gayatri mantra. Then we chant the Gaura Bij mantra, Gaura Gayatri mantra. Then we chant the Gopal mantra. And then we chant the Kam Gayatri mantra. Seven mantras. In our line, my dear friends, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada, he has given us the Guru Gayatri and the Guru Bij. So therefore, you have to understand, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada was not a personality of this world. He came from the realm of Sri Chaitanya Dev. This is confidential. And this we have to understand. The position of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur and Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur Mahashaya. Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur Mahashaya, he took initiation from Sri Bipin Bihari Maharaj in the line of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And one time Srila Bipin Bihari Maharaj came to visit Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur in Navadvip. And Bimal Prasad, our Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, was a young boy. So Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur very respectfully received his Gurudev, Srila Bipin Bihari Maharaj. He sat him down comfortably, offered his Dandavat Pranam to Sri Guru. And when Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur offered Dandavat Pranam to his Guru Maharaj, Srila Bipin Bihari Maharaj placed his feet on the head, on the lotus head of Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. And then he left the room to bring some articles for the service of Srila Bipin Bihari Maharaj. At that point, my dear friends, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he asked Srila Bipin Bihari Maharaj, why did you place your feet on the head of Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur? So Srila Bipin Bihari Maharaj was confused with this question from a young boy. I am the guru and he's offering obeisances to the blessed. I placed my feet on his head. What's wrong with that? Now, Srila Bipin Bihari Maharaj was a Madhyama Adhikari. And Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur is Paramahamsa. He is a Nitya Siddha. And so is Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur told the guru of his father that you should not do like this. Don't you know who he is? Do you have any idea who he is? Why are you placing your feet on his head? Do you think you are so qualified to place your feet on the head of a Manjari? So immediately Srila Bipin Bihari Maharaj understood that this father and son, they are not from this world. So this is not to be imitated, but we have to understand the greatness of these personalities. Bhakti does not belong to this world, my dear friends. We have no access. We can do sadhana and somehow try to inculcate bhakti by the blessings of the Nitya Siddhas only. It is the Nitya Siddhas who bring Bhakti Devi to this material world. So then Srila Bipin Bihari Maharaj, he understood his mistake, that although he has come in the form of a disciple, but one has to understand, just like Yadav Prakash, he understood what is the position of Sripada Ramanujacharya. And then it was no longer that kind of a relationship. In his heart, he always knew the transcendental position of Srila Ramanujacharya. Also, it is said that when Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur would visit his Shiksha Guru, who was the Shiksha Guru? Someone wants to unmute? When Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur Mahashaya would visit Srila Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. This is very sweet. Srila Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj would be sitting with few of his followers, like Bihari, his personal servant. He would be sitting and doing his bhajan. And Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur would come and offer obeisances. And many people would come and offer obeisances. And Srila Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj would be sitting and doing his bhajan, chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. He was a very, he's Vaishnava Sarobhauma. He was a general of all the devotees. So there are general devotees and there are generals among the devotees. And Vaishnava Sarobhauma Srila Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj was a general among the devotees, Senapati. He used to sit and so many devotees would come and offer obeisances. But when Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur Mahashaya would come offer obeisances and leave, when Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur would be leaving, Srila Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj would offer him obeisances. And when Srila Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj was asked, he is your Shiksha disciple, why do you offer him obeisances? Srila Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj told Bihari, in the confidential Nikunjas of Goloka Vrindavan, he sits closer to Srimati Radharani than me. Hare Krishna. But at the time of Sripad Shankaracharya, who was a Vedantist, inclined to impersonalism and who preached the philosophy of monism, the sect of Panchopasakas, those who worship five gods. So this refers to Lord Shiva, Mother Parvati, Ganeshji, Surya Dev, and there is one more mentioned ahead in the purports. So these are the five devatas that the Panchopasakas worship. Ganeshji is there. The ten names, where is that? They became, so this Panchopasakas became prominent in India. That is why Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted Vedic sannyas from the Shankara Sampradaya, which uses 10 names for their sannyasis. In Aryavarta, many Aryan pseudo-followers of the Vedas became followers of Sripad Shankaracharya, known as Panchopasakas, under the guidance of that Sampradaya. The 10 names of the Shankara sannyasis are Tirtha, Ashrama, Van, Aranya, Giri, Parvat, Sagar, Saraswati, Bharati, and Puri. So see, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur also gave these names. So we have one Maharaj, Prabhupada's godbrother and friend. We have all heard of Ban Maharaj, B-O-N, Ban Maharaj, Vrindavan, disciple of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. It's actually Srila Bhakti Hridaya Ban Maharaj. Ban means one, forest. Van Maharaj, but in Bengali, Van becomes Ban, and then it's written as Bon Maharaj, B-O-N. It's actually Srila Bhakti Hridaya Van Maharaj. So this Van is one of the sannyas names. Then Giri, we have the first verse of Krishna Karanamrita. Srila Bilwamangal Thakur says, Chintamani Jayati Soma Girir Gururme His guru, his Diksha guru is Soma Giri. So that Giri is here. Then Aranya, we have Aranya Maharaj. Saraswati, we have Tirtha also, Srila Bhakti Tirtha, Swami Maharaj, like that. So Puri, Srila Puri Maharaj, disciple of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada. So there is, I'm trying to remember the full name, Srila Bhakti Pramod Puri Maharaj, and there is Srila Bhakti Vallabh Puri Maharaj. There are two Puri Maharajas. So the Puri name is also very wonderful. The title and abode of each sannyasi and brahmachari is as follows. Now see, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sutakur Maharaj are going to give us very nice history and some general knowledge. Sannyasi is with the titles Tirtha and Ashram, generally stay where? At Dwarka. And their brahmachari name is Swarup. So we have Swarup Damodar Goswami, Srila Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's personal secretary. Swarup, that was his brahmachari name. After sannyas, he did not change his name. He maintained his brahmachari name to maintain a position below Mahaprabhu, because Mahaprabhu was a sannyasi. So he also did not want to be on the same level sannyasi. So he maintained his brahmachari name, Swarup. Those known by the names of Van and Aranya stay at Sri Purushottam Kshetra Jagannath Puri, and the brahmachari name is Prakash. Those with names Giri, Parvat and Sagar generally stay at Sri Badrikashram. And staying at Badrikashram, the brahmachari name is Ananda. Those with the titles Saraswati, Bharati and Puri usually live at the Sringeri Mat in South India, and their brahmachari name is Chaitanya. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also did not accept a sannyas title. Sripad Shankaracharya established four monasteries in India in the four directions: north, south, east and west. So in the north it is Badrikashram, in the west it is Dwarka, in the south it is Rameshwaram, and Jagannath Puri in the east. Now there are hundreds of branch monasteries under these four principal monasteries. And although there is an official symmetry among them, there are many differences in their dealings. The four different sects of these monasteries are known as Anandavar, Bhogavar, Kitavar, and Bhumivar. And in course of time, they have developed different ideas and different slogans. According to the regulation of Sripad Shankaracharya's sect, one who wishes to enter the renounced order in the disciplic succession must first be trained as a brahmachari under a bona fide sannyasi. The brahmachari's name is ascertained according to the group to which the sannyasi belongs. This custom is current in this sampradaya up to the present day. So our in ISKCON, Srila Prabhupada got the sannyasi name Swami. Therefore, our Guru Varga, they are all Swamis. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu superficially accepted sannyas from Sri Kesha Bharati Maharaj and became known as Sri Krishna Chaitanya. The Lord kept his brahmachari name. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu kept his brahmachari name even after accepting sannyas. Those who recorded Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes did not mention that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ever identified himself as Bharati. Although a sannyasi in the Shankara Sampradaya thinks that he has become the supreme, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu considered himself the eternal servant of Lord Krishna, even after he took Ekadanda sannyas. Jivarasurubhai Krishnera Nityadas, Gopir Bhardur Padakamalaya Dasa Dasanu Dasa. As the friend of the living entities and the spiritual master of the universe, he benefited the conditioned souls by preaching the pure devotional service of Lord Krishna among them and never exhibited the pride of an Ekadandi sannyasi. Because Ekadandi sannyasis, they consider that they have become Narayan, and all other Ekadandi sannyasis are Narayan. But Dasa Dasa Anudasa, that is Mahaprabhu. The brahmacharis, so what is our pride? What is our pride? The brahmacharis' only pride is their service to their spiritual master. That is our only pride. We are running out of time. We have to cover two verses and the purport is very long. So unfortunately, I will not be able to read the whole purport. But we will just take the essence. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas. He accepted the danda, the sannyas rod, and the begging pot, kamandalu, which are symbolic of the sannyas order. So now we will skip this part of the purport where Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur is explaining the geography of Navadvip, which is very interesting and very important. Where is what? And then he also gives a commentary on the description of Navadvip from various scriptures like Vishnu Puran, Gaur Ganadesh, Deepika, Bhakti Ratnakar, and other places. And the importance of the nine islands of Sri Navadvip Dham. Then Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur quotes a beautiful verse from Srila Prabodhananda Saraswati's Navadvip Shataka. And he describes the meaning of the word avatar based on Srila Jiva Goswami's description in Sri Krishna Sandarbha. Then Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur is quoting from the Adi Lila of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita and giving us the meaning of Swayam Bhagwan. What is the meaning of Swayam Bhagwan? And meaning of avatar. And in the last paragraph, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur reminds us that he has already explained the meaning of the word Vishwambhar in the purport to the first verse of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Vishwambhar basically means one who gives shelter to all the jivas in the universe, in the whole Vishwa. So therefore, in the Gaur Gayatri Mantra, also one of the names by which Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is addressed is Vishwambhar. So in this way, this is a summary of the purport of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. I would have loved to discuss it in detail, but we have run out of time and we have one more verse to cover. So that is the meaning of Vishwambhar, one who gives shelter to everyone in the whole world. Verse number 8. Very important Siddhanta is being described in verse number 8, my dear friends. Amara bhaktera puja, ama haite bada, sei prabhu vede bhaga vate kaila dada. Amara bhaktera puja, the worship of my devotee, ama haite bada, is bigger than my worship. Sei prabhu vede bhaga vate kaila dada. This has been declared by the Supreme Lord in the Vedas and in Srimad Bhagavatam. A Prabhu, Prabhu means the Supreme Personality of Godhead, has declared this very firmly, dada, very firmly in the Vedas and in Srimad Bhagavatam. What is the Siddhanta? Amara bhaktera puja ama hite bada. The worship of the devotee is greater than the worship of Krishna. Translation, that same Supreme Personality of Godhead has declared in the Vedas and Srimad Bhagavatam. Quote, worship of my devotees is superior to worship of me. Unquote. Purport by Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada. The devotees who worship, the opulent feature of the Lord first develop in their hearts the conception that only the worship of the Supreme Lord is important. This conception, however, diminishes the glories of worshipping the devotees and exhibits their lack of love and devotion for the Supreme Lord. As stated in the Padma Puran, Lord Shiva is telling Mother Parvati, Aradhananam sarvesham Vishnor aradhanam param tasmat parataram devi tadiyanam samarchanam archayitva tu govindam tadiyan narchayetu yaha nasa bhagavato dneyaha kevalam dambhika smritaha. You see, in this purport itself, so many verses from our Vedic scriptures have been quoted by Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada. And our Prabhupada also quotes so many verses in the purports. Let's think about it a little bit, my dear friends. These purports were written by Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur in the early 1930s. And our Srila Prabhupada wrote purports in the 1960s and 70s. This was before the time of computers. This was before internet. This was before Vedabase. This was before Google search. Just think about it. To know what Siddhanta is spoken in which part of a particular Puran or Ved or Upanishad is so difficult. One really has to be very, very deeply learned and studied in the scriptures to be able to quote like that. There was no Shlokamrit Bindu. There was no pocketbook where all the verses are there. No. There were only books. That also were very rare. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur had to search for 10 years to get one manuscript of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. So this, reading these purports should bring great appreciation for our acharyas. Bhaktivedanta purports and Gaudiya Bhashya Tika. Brilliant. So here, Mother Parvati is asking Lord Shiva, what is the greatest form of aradhana, worship? So Lord Shiva is saying, aradhananam sarvesham Vishnu or aradhana param. The worship of Vishnu is the best form of worship. So Mother Parvati is thinking, then what about me? I am always worshipping you. What about me? So then Lord Shankar Bhagwan, he immediately continues to teach the Siddhanta. What is the Siddhanta? Aradhananam sarvesham Vishnor aradhanam param tasmat parataram devi tadiyanam sam archanam. Tasmat parataram devi. But devi, Parvati devi, my dear Srimati Parvati devi, tasmat parataram. But even superior to Vishnu aradhana, even superior to the worship of Lord Vishnu is tadiyanam sam archanam. Archanam means worship. Samarchanam means samyak rupena archana. Samyak rupena worship. With full heart, body, mind, soul worship. Complete service. Tadiyanam samarchanam. But even better than the worship of Lord Vishnu is the worship of tadiyanam. Those who are related to Lord Vishnu. Those who are the devotees of Lord Vishnu. The Vaishnavas. Archaitva tu govindam tadiyan narchayet tuya. Now if someone worships Govinda, Lord Govinda, without worshipping tadiyan na archayet, but does not worship the devotees of Govinda, what happens? Na so bhagavato neha. Such a person should not be understood as a devotee. Don't consider such a person to be a Mahabhagavat, who is worshipping Lord Govinda without the worship of the Vaishnavas. Nasa bhagavato dneha. Do not understand such a person to be a great devotee. Kevalam dambhika smrita. He is simply a victim of dambha, false pride. And we saw in the purport, in the previous purport, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada wrote, what is the true pride of a devotee? Can anyone unmute and tell? We read it. What is the true pride of a devotee?
Dasa,
yes, service to Shri Guru. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur writes that the only true pride of a devotee is the service of the spiritual master. So go to the purport of verse number 7. Go to paragraph number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5th paragraph, which starts with Lord Chaitanya superficially accepted sannyas from Keshav Bharati Maharaj. Go to that paragraph and go to the second last sentence. The brahmachari's only pride is their service to their spiritual master. So our only pride is Guru Seva. But if you worship Govinda without worship of the devotees, kevalam dambika smrita. It will only increase our dambha, our pride. Then further in the purport, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he writes, Yasya deve para bhaktir yatha deve tatha gurau tasyete kathita hi arthah prakashante mahatmanah. He's quoting from Sri Shvetashvatar Upanishad 6.23. And I have been told that this is the last verse of the Upanishad. The Upanishad concludes with this verse. Very important Siddhanta is being taught here. Yasya deve para bhaktir yatha deve tatha guru. One who has divine devotion for Supreme Lord Krishna. Deve means Vasudev, Supreme Lord Krishna, or Govinda Dev. Yatha deve tatha guru. And just as much bhakti one has for Krishna, we must have equal bhakti for Shri Guru. Tasyete kathita hi artha prakashante mahatmana. Only to such a mahatma who has equal bhakti equal devotion for Guru and Krishna are the meanings, true meanings of the scriptures revealed. Prakashante. They are revealed to such a person. Automatically it is revealed to such a person. In the Itihas Samuchaya, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada ji is quoting further, Tasmad Vishnu Prasadaya Vaishnavan Paritoshayet Prasada Sumukho Vishnus Tenaivasyan Nasamshayaha. So let's read this verse. It's a very important verse. The purport concludes with this verse. Tasmad, therefore, Vishnu Prasadaya Vaishnavan Paritoshayet. Therefore, to attain the mercy and to please Lord Vishnu, what we have to do? One must please and satisfy the Vaishnavas. Vaishnavan Paritoshayet. Prasada Sumukho Vishnus. Tenaiva Syan Na Samshaya. There is no doubt that by pleasing the Vaishnavas, Prasada Sumukho Vishnus, that we will be able to please Lord Vishnu. There is no doubt by pleasing the Vaishnavas, we will be able to please Lord Vishnu, Lord Krishna. And then Srila Saraswati Thakur writes that there are many similar statements. And the text continues. So this is a very important Siddhanta, my dear friends, that we discussed today. The Siddhanta that Mad Bhakta Puja Bhyadika. That more important than worship of Krishna is the worship of Krishna's devotee. Mad Bhakta Puja Bhyadika. In the 11th canto, Lord Krishna tells Uddhavji. Srila Goswami Tulsidas ji also writes in Ramcharitmanas, More mana prabhu asa vishwasa, ramate adhik ramakardasa. I have firm faith that more valuable, more powerful, more important than worship of my Ram is the worship of the Ramdasas, the servants of Lord Ram. More mana prabhu asa vishwasa, ramate adhik ramakardasa. So this is a very important Siddhanta. So now, I would like to conclude today's discussion by telling all of you one story that I have heard from a very great Brajvasi. And this story is from Bhaktamal. And Bhaktamal is by Sri Nabha Dasji. And it is a very bona fide scripture where there is a garland of devotees who are being glorified. So there was one Vaishnavi, was not a Vaishnavi initially, and she lived in Sri Rangam, the holy place of Sri Rangam. In Bhaktamal, there is glorification of devotees of all sampradayas. Sri Sampradaya, Rudra Sampradaya, Kumar Sampradaya, Brahma Sampradaya. There is mention of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Nityananda Prabhu, Sri Haridas Thakur, Sri Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Sri Sanatan Goswami. Very nice book. So it's in 4 volumes and it's in Hindi. So there are stories mentioned. I heard this story from a very great Brajvasi that there was a prostitute who lived in Sri Rangam, who later became a very great Vaishnavi. And how did she get devotion? How did she become a Vaishnavi, very great Vaishnavi? So great that she is mentioned in our Vaishnava literature. She was a very well-to-do prostitute. She was very popular and very well-to-do. And she had her own place outside the city, the town, on the outskirts. And she had a lot of wealth because of her profession. And she had a house and she had a big courtyard. And one day, somehow, some very great sannyasis came to Sri Rangam to take darshan of Sri Ranganathji. Very holy place. So holy people, holy men keep coming. Sannyasis came. And they did not have any place to stay. And they saw this courtyard, this angan. It was more like a garden. And there was no fence. Because of her profession, she didn't need to keep fence. She wanted people to come. So it was open. It was a nice, well-maintained garden. The sannyasis saw, they thought this is just a garden. So they asked some people if they could stay there. And jokingly, the people said, yes, yes, stay. It's a very nice place. Stay. Here are brahmacharis and sannyasis. And they are staying in the courtyard of a prostitute. And they came and they were very simple. They didn't have any possessions. They just came and they took rest under the trees in the courtyard of that prostitute. And later on in the day, the prostitute came out and she saw that there's a group of sannyasis in front of her house, in the garden, in her garden. And they were very innocently sitting and talking about the glories of Lord Ranganath, talking about the glories of Lord Ramachandra, Lord Krishna. They were nice. Harikatha was going on. And she just saw them, that they are so simple. There is no makeup. They don't care how they look. They have shaven heads. They don't care about the clothes. They're just wearing simple saffron. And they are carrying this tridanda. They're so simple. And they are so happy. They are so peaceful. They are so effulgent. And suddenly, in the presence of these Vaishnava sannyasis, the prostitute could understand her fallen condition. This is what happens, my dear friends. When we meet great souls are like a mirror, a very clean mirror. Because Cheto Darpana Marjanam has already happened. So we are a mirror that is covered with the dust, thick layer of dust. But sadhus are mirrors that are crystal clean, sparkling clean. You can see the reflection perfect. So when we are in the presence of a Mahabhagwat, we can see ourselves very clearly. They act as a mirror. When we see them, we realize that they are so great and I am so fallen. As soon as this prostitute saw those sannyasis, she had a realization that I am so fallen. What am I doing with my life? I am so contaminated. What am I doing? Here are pure souls. They have never lost their semen. They are so pure. They have the tej, the effulgence of Brahmacharya. And I'm so fallen. I'm so fallen. I am fallen and I am responsible for the fall down of so many men. She felt extremely guilty and she started crying. And right there, she fell on the ground and offered obeisances to all those sannyasis. Offered obeisances to all those sannyasis. They are my atithi. They are my guests. And she wanted to do some service for them. What to do, but what can she offer? She is contaminated, her body is contaminated, and her wealth is contaminated. But she wanted to do some service. So whatever gold coins she had in her house, she took them and ran to the market. And she bought some grocery. She bought some ghee, some milk. She even bought some pots and pans because she did not want to give her pots and pans from her kitchen to the sannyasis. She bought fresh pots and pans. She bought some wood. She paid some people to carry it to her courtyard. She bought vegetables and rice and everything. And she came back home and she offered everything to the sannyasis. She said, please stay comfortably. These are fresh pots and pans. You cook for yourself. Whatever you need, you tell me. I will try my best to serve all of you. You are my guests. You have come and stayed here. So please accept this hospitality from me. I'm very fortunate that first time in my life, I'm getting a chance to serve Vaishnavas. The sadhus immediately realize that this is the house of a prostitute. She doesn't have a husband. She's living here alone. So they realize their mistake, that they had come and stayed in the courtyard of a prostitute. But the leader of those sannyasis was very merciful. And he told others that this is arrangement of Lord Narayan, that he has brought us here. So we should accept this hospitality. This is arrangement of Lord Narayan. And we should bless this woman who is in such a fallen condition. So sannyasis, they tell that prostitute, that Betty, dear daughter, please come. You sit down. Sit down. We want to say something to you. Said prostitute, covers her head with her sari, sits down very respectfully and she's listening. The sannyasis tell her, Betty, dekho, see my dear daughter, human life is very rare. after going through so many species. And in all those species, we engage in eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. There is nothing extraordinary about it. So why have you made this one of those four activities as your profession? That is so animalistic. Even animals are doing that. Even birds are doing that. Even the reptiles are doing that. Even the fish in the river are doing that. But you are a human being. Durlabha manushya deha. Human form is very rare. This life is meant for bhajan. This life is meant for bhajan. And you are in such a holy place, doing such unholy things. Why don't you take shelter of Lord Ranganath? Instead of offering yourself to so many lusty men, why don't you offer yourself to this Param Purush? Tivrena bhakti yogena yajeta purusha param. Param Purush Bhagwan. Purushottam. He is the best man. Ranganath. Why don't you offer yourself to him? And then they spoke Harikatha to that prostitute. They told her to chant Harinam. They told her to purify her life. And they told her the sweetness and glories of Lord Narayan. And they told her that same Lord Narayan of Vaikuntha is present here in your town as Lord Ranganath Swami. The prostitute had such faith in the words of these pure souls, these sannyasis. She said, I give you my word. From today, whatever I have, it belongs to Lord Ranganath. This house, the money, the jewels, the clothes, whatever I have, I offer everything to Lord Ranganath. Please tell me how I can do that. The sannyasis told her, just sell everything that you have. All this wealth is contaminated. Just sell everything that you have. And with all the money you get, you buy from the jeweler a very beautiful necklace. Get a special necklace made for Lord Ranganath of pure gold and diamonds. Get a beautiful necklace made and you offer that to Lord Ranganath. The prostitute started crying. She said, why will Lord Ranganath accept an offering from me? I am so fallen. My wealth is contaminated. My body is contaminated. Why would Lord Ranganath, who is Pavitra, who is supremely pure, Param Brahma, Param Dham, Pavitram, Paramam Bhavan, Purusham, Shashvadam, Divyam, Adi Devam, Ajam Vibhum. Why will Pavitra, supremely pure God, why will he accept something from a most impure person like me? Why? I am not qualified. Seeing her humility, the Vaishnava sannyasis were very pleased. They said, if you are giving your word that from today everything you have belongs to Lord Ranganath, then Beti, my dear daughter, I give you my word that Lord Ranganath will accept your offering personally. This is my word to you. The prostitute immediately went and she sold off the house. Sold off everything she had, her clothes, her saris, her jewels, gave away all the gold coins she had, everything. And she told the jeweler, make the most beautiful diamond necklace that you have ever made for Lord Ranganath. And the jeweler was very happy. He made a very beautiful make-to-order necklace of pure gold and diamonds and pearls. Pearls found from the depths of the ocean, not the pearls that we get in the market that are cultivated. Real pearls, real diamonds, and pure gold. Got a very beautiful necklace made for Lord Ranganath. This prostitute took that necklace whenever it was ready in a few days and brought it to the sannyasis. By now, she had become very pure. She had given up her profession. And she was chanting day and night the names of Lord Narayan. And hearing Harikatha from the sadhus, she came and gave that necklace to the sannyasis and said, you please offer it to Lord Ranganath. The sannyasis said, no, you will offer it. And Lord Ranganath will accept it from your hands and you will offer it tomorrow morning. Tomorrow is Ekadashi. You offer it. And she said, how can a woman offer the necklace to Lord Ranganath? I am from a low class family. My profession is very low. I will not even be allowed to enter the temple. What to speak of going on the altar and offering the garland to Lord Ranganath. The sannyasi said, we will talk to the pujaris of Ranganath and we will take permission and you come with us. When the sannyasis went to the pujaris requesting permission, there was stiff opposition because she was well known for all the wrong reasons. They all knew what a fallen person she was. How could she come and make that offering? No, Lord Ranganath does not need that necklace. He has many necklaces and much jewelry. He doesn't need the offering of that prostitute. And the sannyasis were also determined because they had given their word that Lord Ranganath will accept. They told her that you come with the necklace tomorrow to the temple and Lord Ranganath will accept from you. So next day, obeying the sannyasis, she took the necklace and went to the temple of Lord Ranganath. And the pujari said, you stand there, don't come, don't you dare come near Ranganath. You are not qualified. And she was standing there trembling. And the sannyasis, the Vaishnava sannyasis, they looked at Lord Ranganath and they told the pujaris, what if Lord Ranganath wants to accept? Then what will you do? The pujari say, if Lord Ranganath wants to accept, then she can offer. The Vaishnava sannyasis looked at Lord Ranganath. Lord Ranganath's eyes are closed because Lord Ranganath is teaching us that he doesn't see our faults. He doesn't see our past. He only sees our love. He only sees what we are now. And now the prostitute was pure. She had given up her bad activities and now she had become very pure. All eyes were on Lord Ranganath. The sannyasis, they prayed to Lord Ranganath that please call her and please accept this necklace from this Vaishnavi. Please. The sannyasis were praying. The pujaris were looking at Lord Ranganath for an indication. And they were looking at the prostitute. They were looking at Lord Ranganath, what is going to happen. And when the Vaishnava sannyasis prayed to Lord Ranganath in front of everyone, Lord Ranganath bent his neck like this towards the prostitute. And immediately the sannyasi said, please come and offer the necklace to Lord Ranganath. And even the pujaris, they stood behind and this prostitute went and placed the garland around the necklace, around the neck of Lord Ranganath. Lord Ranganath bent his neck like this and offered the garland, the necklace. Why did she get such good fortune, such acceptance from the Supreme Lord so quickly in a matter of few days? Why, my dear friends? Only because Mad Bhakta Puja Abhyadika. Because she humbly served the great souls. And this is the Siddhanta that Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur and Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraj Thakur are teaching us. We must focus on Vaishnava Seva. That is the sure way to the heart of Lord Govinda. Jagat Guru, Srila Prabhupada ki jaya. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada ki jaya. Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat ki jaya. Nitai Gaur Premanandi. Hari Hari Bol. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.